tangent.
Is spam corned beef? Do you know?
No.
Spam. But it tastes like it's like a salted. It's like a salted type of beef.
Well, spam is completely different. Spam is canned ham. What's the spam stand for? It's supposed to be spiced ham. That's what spam is. Spiced ham.
So it's more than just salt, just other spices.
Yeah, well, what they do is they take cooked ham and they shred it all up. So it's like a ham mash. Mashed ham.
So it's all still like ham, though. It's not. Yeah, it's ham. Not like other meats.
Well, then they mix it with a certain seasoning. Their secret sauce seasoning mix, and then they form it into the blocks, which they stick into the classic spam container, and then people buy it and cook it.
But it's still like it's the one animal, ham. Though. It's still all ham.
Yeah,
it's
Well, they make a turkey spam as well, and they add preservatives to it as well, so it stays in the can,
Right. So it's still not. I was gonna try
spam's
and see.
Not that bad though.
Not that bad.
I don't buy it all that often, but it's not as bad as the rumors have made it out to be.
I think it's rather tasty.
Yeah, you open it up. I like to fry it. Delightful. It doesn't always end up in my. It's big in Hawaii.
Yeah, like with rice. That's a typical like Hawaiian breakfast. You get some rice and pineapple and spam and eggs, and that's. Sort of like
I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to have a Hawaiian
you
breakfast.
You should do that.
Actually, we were talking about going to the store and get some ice cream. Let's get the ingredients for a spam breakfast. Hawaiian breakfast
and some ice cream.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, we are proud to bring you a rerun sketch from a previous season of Random Bush. Enjoy.
Let's take a look at what's happening out there in Fantasyland with our on-the-streets reporter, Captain Lollipop. Captain Lollipop?
Thanks, Tom! Today in Toon News, a hippo lost his marbles. Oh, his marbles he did lose. Well, he oozed in the goo until his lips turned blue. Oh, what should he do? His court date is due on August of 2. Now, switching the news, both the Fluffles and the Flipples are sick with the sniffles. They grow many pimples while eating some shrimples. Oh, what should we do with these hippos and Flipples? I'm giddy with triffles and leery with nipples. And finally, convicted child rapist Patrick Hayes was read his final rites. His execution date is set on the 13th of June. Oh, the 13th of June couldn't come too soon. That's when nasty old Hayes will be in his tomb. Mean old Hayes, when the police went to his house, they found 22 graves, and they were small, like a mouse. Patrick Hayes will die, and hell is his doom. Well, that's all from Fantasyland News. Thanks, Tom. We'll hear from you soon.
Thank you, Captain Lollipop. Fantastically disturbing as ever. When we get back from the commercial, we'll check in on what's going on with traffic in your local area and beyond.
Tangent!